Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Today, Kevin's going to be talking about money in the bank, so to speak, which is to say the financial benefits of rental properties and how they act as a wealth-building device. So with that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So as we customarily do, let's dive right into this because this sounds very appealing. The wealth-building power of rental properties. Tell us about that.
Well, it's that very fact, the wealth-building property or characteristic of rental properties, that brings us to our topic today. You know, I'm a real estate investor here in Dallas, Texas, and have been for over 10 years, and I started part-time, and now I'm a full-time investor, like many investors out there who have started as part-time or may still be part-time but want to go full-time. And I was able to do so, and the reason I was able to do so is because of rental properties. And not only the wealth-building ability or capability that rental properties creates for the investor, but also for the cash flow or income capability or ability that rental properties create for an investor. And so here's an investment vehicle, rental properties, that creates not only income, but also creates long-term wealth. And I'm constantly amazed of the number of people who don't, for lack of a better word, get it. Why don't more people invest in single-family homes as buy-and-hold rental properties? For me, it's very difficult to understand when I experience the income that results from these properties and the long-term wealth building. And as I think about it, I ultimately conclude that the art of real estate investing in single-family homes as buy-and-hold rental properties, I think in many people's eyes, it's very similar to the practice of saving money in the bank. And let's admit it, and I'll admit it, and I will agree, the concept, the idea, and even the practice, saving money in the bank, it's not exciting, it's not sexy, it's hard to get motivated to do it, and there are a lot of reasons why many people don't do it, don't save money. You know, here in the United States, the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis states that the average person saves about 5.7% of their annual income. And I'll admit, I'm even shocked at that number. I would guess that it was much less than that. But the point being, saving is not exciting. And saving money at a bank and a savings account is even less exciting. And I think for similar reasons, investing in rental real estate is seen by many as not exciting either. And here's why. You know, first of all, when it comes to a savings account, yeah, you earn interest off of it, which is great. We all want to see our money grow, and we all want our money to work for us. But let's face it, the average savings account in the United States earns about 0.06% interest, according to the FDIC's March 2017 report, 0.06%. And agreeably, that is not a significant return, and that is not a return that motivates people to want to save money in the form of bank accounts or savings accounts. So the rental property, it generates income for you, and you could equate that cash flow to the interest you earn in a savings account. However, it's much more significant in terms of the return rate. But to an investor, that slow trickle of cash flow each month earned off a rental property, whether it's $100, $200, $300, whatever it might be, I think in the minds of many who are considering investing in rental real estate, that's not significant enough return. And it's a painful concept to accept, the fact that I could buy a property and earn $200 a month in monthly cash flow for the rest of my life or the rest of the time I own the property. I think that could be equally as painful as the individual who's considering a savings account at a bank and the fact that they can earn 0.06% interest off it. So I get it. I can see where that same concept of a slow rate of return or a slow drip from a bank savings account could be applied to the concept of owning rental real estate, that it's just not a significant enough return, and it's such a long time frame that you earn the return that it's just not interesting. It's just not exciting. But you've got to recognize the difference here, that the rate of return that you earn off those rental properties, it's probably 10 or 20 times or more that 0.06% return rate you get off a bank account. It's much more significant. And then you might argue, well, at least a savings account, though I'm not earning much money, at least it's liquid and I can get access to that money quickly if I need it. I can't do that with a rental property. Well, I beg to differ. As you accumulate rental properties, I think of them much like a savings account, earning a much higher rate of return, as we've mentioned, by the way. But I also think of them as being very liquid. If I need to get equity, if I need to get cash, or if I need to get capital, real estate investors simply refi those rental properties, 2, 3, 4, or 5 perhaps, or they sell them. So you can't really use the lack of liquidity argument when it comes to rental properties and why you don't invest in them, because they are liquid. They're very liquid, either through a refi or through the sale of the actual property. So the point is, the return rates are higher, so don't tell me that return rates are too low and it's too much like a savings account, and liquidity is high, so don't tell me that rental properties are not liquid enough in order for you to get motivated, excited, or interested in them. Let's talk then about the concept of savings. And, you know, in the United States, you know, we often hear that, hey, you need to save 10% of everything you earn. And, you know, as we mentioned, we're failing to do that as a society. We're here in our country, we save about 5.7% of what we earn. So we've still got a long way to go. Even though we know we need to save more, we don't. And many real estate investors apply that same practice to their real estate investing. They know they should probably save more property instead of buying them and flipping them or buying them and wholesaling them. Many of the real estate investors that I work with on a day-to-day basis know that they should save more as buy and hold rental properties, but they don't. Much in the same way many of us know we need to save more money, whether you're an investor or not, but we don't. What I recommend for a real estate investor who's got this anti-savings mentality, so to speak, I recommend that you overcome that in your real estate investing by setting a goal to save a certain percentage of everything you buy, meaning save a certain percentage of the properties you buy each year as buy and hold rentals, just like you know you should save a percentage of your annual income. For instance, if you buy 10 properties a year, set a goal to save 10% of all the properties you buy each year as a buy and hold rental. In that case, it would only be one property a year. And I can honestly tell you that I save 20% of all the properties I buy every year, I save as buy and hold rental properties. And to this day, I have yet to sell a single property. So I've applied a 20% factor to my business. I save 2 out of every 10 properties. Maybe that's a good factor for you. Maybe you are able to or want to or can save even more. Maybe you could save 30% or 3 out of every 10 properties you buy. Or maybe you're just starting out and that 10% or 1 out of every 10 properties you buy is the way for you. Whatever it is, set your goal. Just like we know we need to save 10% of our income, set a goal with your real estate investing that you need to save a certain percentage of all the properties you buy as buy and hold rental properties. So, you know, we've talked about the similarities of buy and hold rental real estate to savings, and maybe some of those are not all of that positive or exciting. And for example, the slow rate of return from saving your money at a bank and the slow rate of return that you might think exists with rental real estate. And we've talked about the differences between savings with a traditional savings plan and buying rental real estate and how the rate of return is so much more significant with buy and hold properties, very different from the practice of savings at a bank account. And we've talked about how the concept is similar and that you've got to set a goal. Just like you want to save a certain percent of your income, you need to save a certain percent of the properties you buy each year as an investor. So with all that being said, why don't investors save more as buy and hold properties? Why don't we keep more of what we buy and hold? Why are we so enticed to flip the properties quickly in so many cases? Well, there's a lot of reasons, and you know, I would say that the most common is for us as investors, it's very similar, once again, to our personal saving strategy. When we get a paycheck on Friday, so many people immediately go out and they spend it, whether it's on dinners out or movies or furniture or a new television, that income and that check disappears quickly. And very similarly for a real estate investor, when we buy that property, we get it under contract, we close the sale, we look at the property and realize we can quickly sell it, whether that's as an as-is wholesale transaction, or we can fix and flip it as a rehab transaction, we can earn a significant return relatively quickly. Much like going out Friday evening and buying that flat screen TV on payday, we could buy that property and wholesale it and maybe make $10,000 or $20,000 in profit literally in a matter of days. I'll admit it's very challenging. Much like when you get the paycheck on Friday, it's challenging to set aside 10% of it into a bank savings account. It's equally as challenging, you buy that property and you buy it right, equally as challenging to make the decision to fix it and rent it and earn monthly cash flow off of it versus quickly selling it and earning a significant profit. Think about it. You look at the property and you realize you could make $20,000 as a wholesale transaction, or you could earn $200 a month off of it. Not hard to understand why we're all so tempted. Just like we're tempted by the lure of a flat-screen television set on a Friday evening payday, we're equally as tempted by the lure of a quick wholesale deal and the profit that it'll generate in a matter of days versus the cash flow and the wealth that it'll generate over a matter of years as a buy-and-hold rental property. So, what I caution investors to do is to towards savings, and don't bring that attitude into your real estate investing if you're one that's averse to savings. Recognize the power of rental real estate, buy and hold properties, and understand the differences from traditional savings and the returns that you can enjoy as a result of a buy and hold investor.
Thank you, Kevin. As always, very insightful points, very helpful advice concerning real estate investing, rental properties, and wealth building. And those things are the foundation of success. Thank you.
Thank you, Lewis.